Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
This is Italy.
We're going to Italy.
We want to do some exploring of Italy. Tonight, it's really good. We have three wines.
Three red wines.
This is going to be a hard tasting, I think.
I think so.
I'm really confused.
Uh-oh.
On which is which.
Okay.
We have three red Italian wines.
Okay.
They're different varieties, and they're from different wine regions of Italy. So we're going to see if we can get some of those flavor characteristics and...
Right. What makes
and
them...
And find out what... Yeah.
Different.
What, yeah. What they're made of.
I thought they all seemed different.
Yeah. So Italy's confusing to me.
Because
they call the same variety, the same grape being made into different named wines.
Okay.
And they call, like, the same grape, they call different things depending on where it's at. So there's lots of confusing things that
okay.
to me.
So let's confuse everybody some
okay.
more.
Well, hopefully not.
Let's make it simple.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
We'll try. We're learning a lot about Italy, and we'll try to see if we can pass that on. So we wanted to thank you for listening. And yeah, if hopefully you're here to learn more about wine.
Mm-hmm.
We learn something every week. I've learned a lot this week. Just learning about the different wine regions in Italy and different wines and where they come from, their characteristics, and do come to the right place.
Yeah.
Tell a friend or two and make sure you subscribe to the show. Denise, do you have a favorite Italian wine?
Oh, well, I'm kind of partial to the Chianti.
Okay.
Just because that's been around, because I've been around. It's mm-hmm. been around.
Ooh, you've been around.
Well, I mean,
whoa.
It's been around like age, a long time.
So we just celebrated our anniversary this
week. 42 years.
And we went out for a meal and had a Chianti.
We did. It was very good.
Yeah. It was a good one. So, yeah. So tonight we have three wines from Italy. We have a Chianti
good.
Tonight, which is, like we said, a Sangiovese wine. They use the Sangiovese grape.
Okay.
It comes from Tuscany, which is, I mean, we've all seen movies and TV shows.
Beautiful.
They always go to Tuscany,
yes.
where you've got these great looking hills and olive orchards. And,
lush and
yeah.
green and...
Yeah, just beautiful hills
sunny,
and valleys and
temperate
just,
weather.
Yeah. So it's kind of in the middle portion of Italy, central portion. And then we have a Susumaniello. And that,
Susumaniello, that's a little hard to say.
Yeah. So that is the grape, and it comes from the Puglia region. And Puglia, it's the heel of the boot of Italy.
So you can stomp on something.
Okay. So it's kind of like a stiletto, that wine yeah. region. It's very long and narrow, and it just runs along the coast, the southern coast of Italy. And if you know, part of it sticks out. It's just like the heel of the boot. So it sticks out into the Mediterranean.
But it's beautiful there.
Yeah. It's actually the flattest wine region there is
okay.
in
yeah.
Italy.
No hills?
Or... Yeah. So it's very flat, at least in the southern portion of it. I believe there's mountains in the north, but it's like one smaller region in the north. And then the south is very flat, and it runs along the coast. And then actually, like we said, it sticks out into the Mediterranean, making it a peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though it's way down south, it has lots of cool breezes, which keeps the grapes growing.
Okay.
So very Mediterranean climate. What they said about Mediterranean climates in my wine classes, anybody can grow grapes there.
Okay.
It is just made for growing grapes.
Makes it easy.
It is a very easy place to grow grapes. They've been growing grapes there a long, long time. And because of the growing conditions, they kind of got into this making bulk wines. Yeah. So in the past, it's been an area where they make lots of wine, very high production.
Okay, and that's in Puglia.
The quality, as a result, has been pretty poor. So they make poor quality, high volume wines. That's in the past. So the EU especially has been trying to, because there's such a wine glut, there's overproduction of wine, and especially of cheaper, poor quality wine. They really tried to buy out vineyards there. They've ripped them up and got rid of a lot of the poor vines. And so they've really tried to increase the quality of production. They've also, it used to have one wine region for that whole area. And so there was very few rules for how you produce the wine. You could produce it at very high rates, which again, decreases quality, but of course you're selling more lower quality juice. Now they've started making more wine regions. They're putting on more regulations, lowering the production rates, and getting a higher quality
wine. And when did that turnaround come about?
I believe it early 2000s, actually.
Oh, very recent.
Yeah, maybe in the 90s, but I think maybe in the 2005, 2008, even 2012, something like that. They're still working on trying to increase their quality. So they've really started to work on quality there. We'll get some wines from there.
So what vintage will ours be tonight that we're drinking from Puglia?
The first one, the Chianti, is a 2019.
Okay.
The Susumaniello is a 2022.
Okay.
And then our third wine is a Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
D'Abruzzo, what does that mean?
Okay, so if you remember this, the D means from, okay? So we have the wine grape, a Montepulciano, from Abruzzo. So it's from the Abruzzo wine region.
Okay, where's that located?
So it is on the eastern coast of Italy, which is on the Adriatic Sea towards Greece. Abruzzo is a long, I think it's like 260 kilometers, which is a pretty long region for Italy, and it runs right along the coast. It's very mountainous.
Okay.
Okay, so this region has high elevations and lots of coastline. So lots of cool breezes coming up off of the sea, and then again, the high elevations.
All right. Okay,
so they said those vineyards that look towards the sea and our high elevation are the real prized vineyards.
They have a unique taste.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the real, I'll be able to tell that.
They're the real star of this area.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
And I think this is kind of a really up-and-coming area.
Now, a lot of times when I see the Italian wines, they'll decant them. Are these, they set them out on the table quite a ways before the meal in a decanter.
That would be good for any wine with high tannins.
Okay. Do we have any with high tannins tonight?
Well, a Chianti has pretty good tannins on it. I think all these should have some tannins on them.
Okay.
I think most Italian red wines are known for having tannins on them.
Okay. We should be sipping.
Okay, it's time.
It's time.
We're going to rate these, right?
I hope so.
How are we going to rate them?
1 through 5.
Okay, meaning? What's a one?
One is we don't like it at all. We're not going to even finish our drink.
What's a two?
Two is it's not the best. We'll finish the glass, but we're not going to look for that on the shelf. We're not going to purchase that again. A three is it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's maybe not our favorite, but it's maybe a crowd pleaser, something that we liked. We'll finish our glass. And number four is we're definitely going to look for that wine again. We really like this. Going to recommend it. And a five is exceptionally good. Part maybe of our secret stash. Maybe I won't share that. I like it so well.
Okay. So let's go to number one.
Yes. And again, these are all under $30, correct?
Yeah. these are all very reasonably priced. We have, so our, we'll talk about them, but our Chianti was $17.99. The Susu Maniello was $17. And the Montepulciano D'Abruzzo was $7.99.
Wow, and that's from the region that's highly sought after. Okay.
In my mind.
In your mind. Okay, so I'm going right into number one.
Yes.
Beautiful violet color.
It's the lightest colored.
Yeah, you can see your fingers through this one. Definitely can. And the smell on this is very earthier.
Yes.
You know, it's very, almost a little bit of a herbs smell to it, more so than the fruit smell, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you have your glass today, too, and are trying some of these
right along with us.
So what do you get? Okay, so you got some fruit, cherry, very bright red cherry on this to me.
Yeah, there's a definitely cherry.
And like you said, real earthiness. Mm-hmm. To me, this is classic Chianti to me.
Okay.
I get cherry. I get a leathery, little more earthiness, maybe a little more mushroomy than a classic. Typical
I get the tomato, sagey,
mm-hmm.
more so than some of my Chiantis.
Okay. And I think there could be some floral in there. It's kind of hidden from with all the earthiness to me.
This has a long finish, a little bit of a bite to the finish. So is that the tannins that I'm getting?
Yeah, I think it's pretty smooth. I think it's still very bright, whatever wine this is. Get lots of acid on it, very bright, which for the amount of red on this.
Yeah, I get a little more fruit on the taste.
You know, that acid's going to keep it a little brighter and such.
Mm-hmm. I get a little bit of a strong finish.
Okay. What do you think of this wine?
It's good. It's not my favorite Chianti, and it's just because of that finish. A little puckering to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm going a 3 on that.
I will too.
Okay.
It's very good. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem drinking it.
It's just not my favorite Chianti.
If it is a Chianti.
If it is a Chianti, that is true. We could be messing this up big time.
Yes, we definitely could. Okay.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. We're learning.
Okay, how about number 2? Much darker.
Mm, much darker. Much more fruit forward.
And this has a sweet smell to me.
Strawberry-ish, along with the cherry.
I really like the smell.
I love the smell.
I don't know what, almost a brown sugar to me. It's caramelized maybe fruit or something like that way. It's a sweet fruity.
Jammy, I like to say. Mm-hmm. This is jammy. Mm-hmm. This is very much smoother than number one. And for that, I like this number 2 better than one. Now, I couldn't tell you between the two which one this might be.
And I would say that probably has more tannins on it, but they're smooth, but they just really are. You notice their presence, but what else do you get on there? Anything else?
This quicker finish. It's very good. And this one's much deeper color. You can just barely see your fingers through it than the first one that we had. Very violet.
Yeah, and I get some spiciness on this.
Yeah, a little, almost peppery.
Mm-hmm.
Peppery, but not in the taste. Not in the taste at all, in the smell.
Mm-hmm. I said some pepper, maybe even oregano.
Mm-hmm. Definitely good.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
What do you think on that one?
I don't know, I might go 4 on that one. I really liked it.
It's really close. Either a high 3, low 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to say a high 3 on it. It's
very good.
And that's some of the hardest thing. I like to go back and taste these the next day and see how they've changed. So
This number 3 is again very dark. You can barely see your fingers through it. Violet, beautiful violet.
A little bit lighter than number 2, I believe.
This one just has a little bit different smell to it.
Mm-hmm. It was very different.
Yeah. It still has more of the fruit, but a little softer smell.
And there's something unique with the smell.
Yeah.
This smells similar to a Chianti to me. It has a lot of similarities, but then it's different.
Yeah. And the taste is the same way.
A little bit sweeter smell, but there's lots of earthy. I get lots of earthiness on this.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit darker fruits. I get both red and dark fruits in this one.
Yeah, maybe a little more sweet, a little sweeter finish. Do you think so? I think it's sweeter, more, there's something in there that is just different.
And I actually, We talked about this before. That's my favorite.
Number three is your favorite. I have to compare it to two again. So I did like two.
I think number three is a little more balanced. I'm getting a little more fruit, earthiness, spiciness. I get a little more, and it's better balanced to me, and just more, just overall more rounded to me.
Oh, they're both very good.
Okay. But it throws me because I think number two is looks like it has the heaviest alcohol content. Oh, they're pretty close, those two. I don't know what the first one is.
So you're saying three is your favorite. Yes, saying two is my favorite.
Okay.
And I still think I put number three in the four category. Very good.
Number three? And you're going four on both two and three?
Yeah, I really like them. I think the Italian wines are my sweet spot, I think.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so if you had to guess, what is number one? Which wine?
I'm going to say it is the Chianti, the Classico. I mean, classic textbook Chianti.
I think that's Chianti. I think that also.
Okay, and number two.
I'm really being thrown by this because...
I'm going to say number two is the... How do you say that?
Susu Maniello.
Susu Maniello. I think number two is Susu Maniello. Because it smells strawberry to me. Jammy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I get.
Okay. And I'm actually going to say that too. But I'm being thrown by that because they call it a Beaujolais type.
Mm.
And that is our darkest wine. That just seems off to me. But we'll see.
And then the third one I'm saying...
We're agreeing.
How do you say that?
Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
D'Abruzzo. And the reason I said that is I think what they say is blackberry tea. I think that's what I'm getting. Tea kind of.
Let me go grab them.
So we could be right. We could be wrong. We will find out. You need mystery music.
I'm really... So what throws me off is it says it's a Beaujolais. Number one's the very light. When I think of Beaujolais, I'm thinking very light.
So I can see too.
So this is number two. And this is the Susu Maniello. So we were right. We were right on that one.
That's just so strawberry jammy.
Mm-hmm. Number one, Chianti. Okay, we got them right. Man, we're on like a streak of being right on these. I really thought we were going to be off on these. But... Okay, so our first wine is the Kirkland Chianti Classico Gran Selezione, which means it's had lots of aging.
And it does have a little bit of a brown rim, but it's very light.
It's still pretty bright red.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of acid on there, which means it could be aged probably for quite a while.
It was good, though.
Okay, and just a little too. I do not have my glasses.
Herby.
Kirkland Signature Chianti Classico Gran Selezione is obtained by vinifying the best grapes. After a long maceration, it's aged in Slavonian oak barrels with a capacity of 30 hectoliters for 30 months. That's a long time. The wine is then bottled and stored in a conditioned environment for at least 3 months before being placed on the market. Okay, they say this was, of course, purchased at Costco, $17.99. Tasting.com said dark garnet color. Pretty light.
It's a garnet versus a violet.
Okay. Confected floral, sweet, herbal aromas and flavors of ripe red cherry. Definitely ripe red cherry.
Yeah, but that sweet basil and that tomato really come out powerful.
Sage and flowers in fresh potting soil. It does. Okay, so more of the potting soil than the leather, the typical leather for a Chianti.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is more of a soily earthiness there.
Yeah, a little different than what I'm used to tell you the truth.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, my first whiff of that is like, oh, this is Chianti.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that it might be a little different, but it's pretty close
and
to
the
typical Chianti.
Didn't taste like, didn't smell like classic Chianti until I tasted it.
Medium body and interesting medium long finish, woody tannins, and light oak flavors. Textbook Chianti.
Yep.
Okay, our Susuman Yellow. That is, let me get that.
And this was my favorite tonight.
The Voglia. Something like that. And again, this comes from the Puglia region.
Great nose on this.
Down on the heel of the boot. And that was right around a $17 bottle. Super fresh black cherry and raspberry, violet, and hints of fresh strawberry jam. You said that was that's what got you.
It's delicious. Yes.
Soft tannins, Puglia's Beaujolais, served chilled, and 13% alcohol.
I really like this.
Yeah, it was very good. To me, maybe just not quite as overall balanced of a wine as what
you'd like.
What I'd go to a 4 at. Mm-hmm. It's a very drinkable, easy wine.
I really like
aromas
it.
Aromas are awesome.
Matches the taste. Yeah. And it's smooth. So okay. I like that.
Okay.
For me, I like that.
And number 3, I still can't believe we got this for $7.99. Because that is... Okay.
This is the deal. This is a great deal.
So I think they just had some to get rid of.
Who's they?
Whoever was selling it, and Costco somehow got it, and they were selling it for $7.99. But this got a 92 from Wine Enthusiast. I can't see what that says, but it got a 97 from somebody and a 90 from James Suckling.
And what vintage is this?
So this is a 2022.
Okay,
it's made with organic grapes. Again, this is a Montepulciano. D'Abruzzo. It says nose of tart, sweet, and floral aromas of blackberry tea, sour cherry, and red plum, blood orange peel, and topsoil. Yeah, like I said, it's got a
complex nose.
Yeah, it's got a lot going on to me. It a little more balanced.
But it's not offensive. It's just not quite as fruit forward as number 2.
No, I agree with that. It's not as fruit forward, which I'm more of a fan of a less fruity wine, more...
Mineral-y.
And I like a more balanced wine, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's still got some earthiness on there. I think you got some floral and just some other things going on. So fruit notes, it stays bright, crunchy, and tangy on the palate with round polished tannins. Rated 92 by Wine Enthusiast, 13.5% alcohol. It got an 89 on Venice, and dark leaf floral with hints of crushed stone, all on the base of black cherry. That's what Venice said. Rounded tannins with ripe red and blue fruits.
It's very good.
Yeah, I like that. That's okay. So you're going to work on number 2.
I am.
Okay.
That was my go-to tonight, number 2.
Yeah.
But I did rate 2 and 3 the same because I really liked both.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I think that the Abruzzo region is really up and coming. I think that's...
Look for that if you get a chance. See what you think.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a top wine region here. I think that does it for tonight.
Okay, tell everybody what we're doing next week.
We are doing more Italian wines.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, we're getting into Italy.
Magnifico.
We got, yeah.
Magnifico? Magnifico? I don't know how they say it.
No, we're going to continue our exploration of Italy. Mm. We're going to
get the white wines.
I don't think we can get white wines by next week.
Come on.
So... we're having a hard time finding Italian white wines.
So recommend one for us.
So we will probably, we've got some continued red wine from Italy. And we're still trying to get our Georgia wines too.
Yep. Okay. We want you to try that.
So I think that's it.
No, that's all.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Okay. What is it? Arrivederci, everyone.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci?
Oui.
Okay, let me see. Until next week.
Ciao.
There you go. Until next time. Happy wine trails to you until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Bye.